Today is a day of inspiration, shining a light on community living. We're chatting with Verna Humphreys. Verna, what is it about this organization that attracts you to it?
Oh, it's very interesting, and they give more than you give. If you see a little success in what they've done, it's just amazing.
When you look at some of the supports within community living, how would you best describe them? How well do you think they help people?
I think so, and the support worker we have, she is just wonderful. Even we have two autistics, and one autistic, she spoke in a sentence one day, and she and I looked at each other, and the smiles we had, because seldom does she talk.
How often does community living work with families of clients to make sure that those people can, you know, reach their goals?
I think it's very important, because if my son can even get on virtual, he feels that he's part of it. Any little thing that's going to give them encouragement to be able to keep on going. And we have an amazing group. They are so quiet, and yes, but then being with them nearly 25 years, that's a difference too.
I'm sure you've seen it firsthand how important it is for some people who may have challenges to be a contributing member of society.
Oh, it's very important. And when they took away Jobs R Us, I think they thought they had lost a lot. They had Jobs R Us in Lindsay, and they would go weekly. And some of them, I don't know how many days they would go, but I know Robert went one or two days a week. And when they lost that, they felt that they had lost something. Even it wasn't a big thing for the average person, but for them it was. And the looks on their faces, they just felt that they were important.
I think that's one of the things that we kind of take for granted as well, is it's a lot of the little things that really matter in the grand scheme of life.
It is. And if there's something they can't do, then they all participate and help each other, where you don't get that in the average day for the average person. Some of them people couldn't be bothered, but our people, they're helping each other. And that's important to them, to be part of a group.
If you had some advice for, I don't know, maybe a young parent who's just kind of navigating the waters and wants to get involved with community living, what would that advice be?
Well, we have a group here in Fenland. It's called ABLE, and they are working very hard now because one of the main leaders, she has a son who is looking for housing. And if they were in contact with her, she would give you lots of information, and she also has a lot of speakers come in to tell you how to, the individual person, to be able to cope with life if the parent was gone. And if you go volunteer, you can see what the children are doing, or the adults. Because we have people in our group, they have to be from their 20s up to 80. One man learned how to write his name. I thought that would be important for him. And, oh, he was so thrilled to be able to write his name instead of print.
That was Verna Humphreys. Today is a day of inspiration.